I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org.
Down every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home.
The voice, words, and music of the late Merle Haggard, one of the greatest country songmakers America has produced. He sang about life growing up in the post-depression farm town of Bakersfield, California, his prison time in San Quentin, and the eternal themes of love and longing, all driven by that distinctive Bakersfield sound, twangy guitar, tight high harmonies, and honky-tonk shuffle. Merle's hundreds of songs included Lonesome Fugitive, Working Man's Blues, and Okie from Muskogee. Back in 2000, we spoke with Hag about his father, an Okie who migrated to California, a railroad man, musician, and larger-than-life figure.
I grew up in a sort of an only child atmosphere because my older brother and sister were already away from home. My dad worked for the Santa Fe Railroad. He had bought an old piece of land in Oildale, just outside of Bakersfield. And he bought an old refrigerator car, set it out there and made a house out of it. He passed away when I was 9, unexpectedly. He died in a week's time. It's probably still the most devastating thing that ever happened to me because we were close. He played hillbilly music. He played Bob Wills style fiddle, and he played banjo and mandolin, sang, and would probably have enjoyed my success more than anybody. And so it's always been a loss that's never completely went away.
Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. And Mama couldn't hear our pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living.
When I lost my father, I went sort of like threw a shoe, you know, blew a tire and went off the other direction, went off the road and started screwing up, and there was nobody there to keep me in line. It was all about going to school. They didn't want me to go to school, and I didn't want to go to school, and they'd throw me in jail for not going to school, and I'd break out of jail and steal a car. Finally, by the time I was 16, 17 years old, I'd been in so many places that I was criminalized. I was what they call institutionalized. I'd heard about juvenile detention halls, and I heard about prisons. I wanted to see if the books and the stories and the things they said about people like that were really true.
So you ended up in San Quentin and...
Yeah, that way of thinking got me there in 1957. At that time I was 19 years old.
When you were in San Quentin, you had visitors, country music players come through. Johnny Cash came through.
Yeah, 1958, Cash came to what they call a New Year's Day variety show that they have every year for the prisoners. And there were like strippers there and all kinds of stuff that you would think would be more appealing to a convict. But Johnny Cash sold out. He was the one that got the standing ovation. And you can't make them convicts do anything. They'll give you an honest report on your performance.
San Quentin, you've been living hell to me. I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold.
We got some of the nicest people in the world in prison right now for some sort of abuse or another. And, you know, if they want to incarcerate them, if they feel they should be locked up, well, probably a hospital would be more suitable. I think we've gone too far. I can't see the word prohibition and the word freedom in the same sentence.
You believe in decriminalization of all the drug laws?
Absolutely. The prison stuff, sometimes I have to say to myself, did that really occur? Was that really me? There's a reoccurring dream that happens where I'm back there and I'm back in prison. I don't know why, but I can't get out. I'll probably have that the rest of my life to remind me of the things that I should do and not do.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.